Bubba.
Good morning, Andrew. NC9B, mobile.
Good morning, Andrew, from KO4HKX.
How y'all doing on this Monday morning?
Lovely. Kirk, how you doing this morning?
Just made the vehicle switch and pull an hour away from the gate.
Oh, you gonna be heading towards Traveler's Rest?
Through Traveler's Rest.
Gate, I'll pull off. Yeah, for you.
Where you want to meet at?
What flight you come to? Lights. The actual traffic signal.
The stinks in TR.
Negative. You've got him at the one right in here at Campbell's Covered Bridge and the little barbecue place.
Yeah, that's 414. Yeah, I forgot about it.
Yep. Pulling in there right now. NC9B. Andrew, did you go camping this weekend?
I was on the beach all last week. My son, my oldest, was down there for his church beach camp, so we figured we might as well just try to see if we can make it work. They had to move our camper around a couple times, but we were down there. We picked him up from the beach when he was done, and we spent the rest of the week down there. Not too bad. I mean, we got it down pat, packing the camper up and deploying it, so it wasn't that bad, but even still, you get used to a site, and all of a sudden, you got to get everything backed up, get ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Patrick, when you pull in, there's space behind me for your little, your tiny little rig there.
I'm on my way.
Sign here says, no parking highway side of the yellow line.
Before the hurricane.
I doubled, sorry.
I was just saying Andrew picked a good week to go to the beach. The weather was nice and right before a hurricane, get out of there.
For a better week, I mean, we had one or two little pop-up storms, but it wasn't nothing more than a few minutes. I know, was either Wednesday or Thursday, we went out to eat and met some family that happened to be down there. And, man, by the time we walked in the door, the bottom dropped out. And it lasted until about the time we got done eating. So that's perfect timing on that one.
Timing on that, that's for sure. Be surprised at how nice it could be right before a hurricane and right after a hurricane.
Random. I mean, I don't remember. I think it was Elsa we were down there. And then I think last year, I can't remember, there was one that was kind of out. So it wasn't right on top of Myrtle Beach, but we stayed in the camper in it. I think it was a one when it came by. A little bit windy, but they had already moved us kind of away from the beach, so it wasn't bad at all.
Let's see if I got this. Beach like that, do you take your truck or do you have to get them to move your camper every time you had to switch sites?
Keep ours in storage. They'll come out and move it. So we just had to have it ready to go. Timing was pretty good because the first site we moved to, you know, we came down there, we were on a site, and we stayed there a couple days. The first site we moved to, the people were already gone, so we kind of packed everything up the night before. The guy came around and asked, and I'm like, yeah, we're ready to go. And the storage people came within probably 10 minutes, put the camper up. It's nice because, you know, they got that little special truck that can move campers around, and he just takes the camper, whips it into the new spot, and wherever he sits it is pretty much where it's going to sit. So if he, you know, if it's kind of, we were kind of close to our neighbors, but, you know, that is what it is. We were still on our site, so, and I can't move it once it's in place. But, yeah, they do all the work.
I was just curious how that worked out for you.
HW Mobile.
I'll be right back.
Good morning, stranger.
Had to get on the radio, and then I was going to the beach last week. We got some last-minute plans that came together. Oh, well, it was perfect. Like I said, besides just, we had to move the camper twice, and Well, Lakewood moved it, but we had to move twice just because the sites we were in were taken. So we'd stay a couple days in one, and then move, stay a couple days, and then go to the last one. But other than that, it was a great trip.
We spent the weekend at the KOA with the grandkids in one of their haunted cabins.
Cabin? Does that mean there's a bunch of raccoons in it, or what did you find that was haunted?
Had a bunch of, like, Halloween decorations, you know, spiders and everything. Of course, it didn't hurt that we had a Bluetooth speaker and Susan phones and everything. Made the kids cry.
I would do.
That's pretty funny, torturing the grandkids.
On the wall a little bit, you know, thump. Oh, man, they were freaking out.
KOA, where y'all at? I mean, where were y'all at?
We were down there at the KOA down there in Anderson off of exit 14.
Had cabins dressed up for Halloween.
I don't think so. I think it's the interference the repeater's been receiving for a while now. Okay,
T-Mobile.
Hail for HKX.
Morning, Eric. NZ9B.
Saturday, so
that's
what I spent most of the day doing.
We had a great time. We just ate home.
KOA down there in Anderson. Hey, the news was saying something about southbound down around the 58. Not sure what it was.
I heard something about traffic, but I'm in a hole, so give me a minute to climb out.
Saying something about southbound at the 58, not sure what it was.
They got a closure northbound too, but it's pretty far north of where you're going to be, and it's opened up now, so nothing to worry about.
Again, I guess we're up at the KOA in Asheville with the other granddaughters.
Beach Mountain again this past weekend. Courtney really liked the RV place we found up there, so we went up there again this weekend for a night and brought the pizza oven with us this time. And I swear I made the best pizza I've ever made up there at that place.
Hey, Dan.
You got that right.
Dude helped too.
Got to play it around with APRS. That's kind of fun.
I enjoy it.
Much fun.
The map, so I can get a wider view of where everybody's at.
On the computer, on APRS-FI, and you can see it all there.
I've double with you. Go ahead.
I was just saying, log in on the computer to APRS.FI, and you can see everything that's going on.
I wish more stations used it. You don't see a lot of people on the road using it.
A few messages and they'll get a reply back.
Go or nap? Got an acknowledgement. It should have sent it.
Slide. But, yeah, it's really interesting. Now I might try and set up my Bluetooth radios if I ever get a chance to play with them a little bit. So now I operate it now.
My phone, APRS Droid app, it's free, I like it. If I'm in the truck, I'll use the truck's APRS. This radio doesn't have it. I mean, it could if I set it up with the same app, but
today in the truck, I brought the HD with me.
It's about that time I'm getting off my exit. I'm trying to get to work early so I can get caught up after being gone, so... Y'all have a good one, be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clearing y'all's mind.
73 Andrew, KO4HKX.
73 Andrew, KN4TFW.
Leo 2JKT.
Yeah, have a great day, Andrew. NC9B.
traffic stop this morning. It's going to be exit 14 down there. Except I'll be turning right instead of left to the KOA.
I've been that way a couple of times. I was going out to some hunting property that a vendor of ours had at the old place.
Person has their Amfest, or is that 14? Might be the one before. Fatal mistake yesterday. I was going to put up my long wire in fed halfway, and I don't know how they do it, but you take those little wire ties off, that never fails. They get tangled up real good. Best I could. Put it right there, and I'll get to it when I got more time.
Hey, you got nothing but time, right?
Say. This afternoon. Hopefully, we'll be out in it this week.
Run dead.
Borrowed it. Get some buffing it out. Put some wax on it to make it look nice. Fair's better at his yard because he don't have as many trees as I do. So, you know, all that mold and stuff on it.
For HPX. Yeah, over there where I'm at, that's a constant problem.
Busy tailing. Make another carport. Keep it under. For years now.
Plenty of time, right?
Here, somewhere, Patrick. I just don't know where it's at.
You getting there? Far behind you.
I'll be able to make it.
One of the girls I work with at the PD, she's had it like a year and a half. She can't wait. I remember being in that position, like, oh man, I can't wait. Make it a climb again.
This went up. Looks like diesel did too. This QT is 378.
We're using one Shelby.
Here, and I'll get down to the next QT. And Thursday when I was over here, it was 315.
On some of that before I head back up. I've got 3/4 of a tank.
Flash at 379 a gallon up in Beach Mountain this weekend. I put about 10 gallons in just to make sure we could get home.
Surging up down here Friday at 315 a gallon, and I've let it get down pretty low, so I'm doing pretty good on it.
Pretty cheap at my exit, at exit 27, but it doesn't make any sense to drive the truck 170 miles just to fill it up.
Down here, so I didn't go out of my way. I was kept so normal, doing what I was going to do anyway, so I just happened to be down here.
Money hurt. But he was making the big money. He was making deliveries.
This time, stations at still 315 a gallon.
There's none here at White Hampton QT.
For 327 up at exit 60 in the QT. Last week.
Pick up the boat, Patrick. Get that 315.
Sorry, Leon, we doubled.
I was just telling Patrick I might have to come back that way once I pick up the boat. Get some of that 315. That's the bill.
308 at the Sam's or the Walmart there on Wild Horse. Can't see if they don't put their diesel price out.
Shelby, but that's only because a speedway opened up right across the street from the Murphy and they're fighting.
There where 253 comes out is 318 a gallon for diesel.
Yeah, Maria. That might be where I end up. It's on here at, I don't know what road this is, 399 a gallon.
Diesel prices will be heading up shortly.
Gas can in the back, diesel can. I need to get some diesel for the tractor too. Light stuff.
To find anymore.
And the farming, you know, farming's going out, so you know, why carry it if you're not selling any? Right. They make it. NC9V.
hurricane supposed to come up through here and hit us, or what are they saying about it? I haven't looked.
It's going to stay east of us, I believe.
W2JKT.
Coming, going back out about the South Carolina-Georgia line, and then coming right back in about, I don't know, south of Myrtle Beach, and then headed up towards Raleigh, but it was going to take till like Friday.
We're just going to get a lot of rain off of it, is what you're saying.
No, the rain's reaching us real bad. I mean, they got it in the forecast, but I think most of it is south of us.
There's several people mentioned it last night on the net, so I hadn't looked.
Over Honey Island, I hope it doesn't mess it up for my trip next month.
I'm here at work, so I'm signing with y'all. Y'all have a great day. 73, and catch you down the pike, NC9B.
Leon, have a great day, KO4HK.
73, Leon, be safe out there, KN4TSW.
73 Leon, have a great day and drive safe. This is WTUJKT.
I camped at the beach. We were down there at Edisto, and the weekend after a big hurricane came through. And man, the sand was like 3 feet deep in the road at the entrance to the park.
I want to live out on the coast. Just, I mean, it's beautiful and all, but I don't know. I just wouldn't want to live out there.
75 at Wade Hampton. Is this Wade? What's exit 63? 290. That's it. 290.
They're probably gonna drive prices up again.
I believe interest rates high, so that's gonna throw a monkey wrench in everything.
Market's down Friday because there was such a sell-off. It'll be interesting this morning when they open.
I'm letting the Fed are so stupid.
Morning, gentlemen. KF4MUF.
KO4HX.
Morning, Jody. KN4TFW.
Good morning, Jody. W2JKT.
I'm going to have a good Monday. Looking at what we got coming in the week, which looks like we shouldn't be too bad.
Has a lot to do with it.
Go ahead, Patrick. Sorry.
That's all right, Jody. Sorry about that. I was just telling Eric, I think greed has more to do with it than stupid on what the question he was asking.
All right. Went to go to good work this morning and had a low battery in my little Honda here. Had to kind of give it a little boost to get her going.
It doesn't, anything major, and it's just a one-time thing.
We're in it, and we've had it now for 5-6 years, so I'm just thinking that the old battery's starting to get a little weak. It set over the weekend, and, you know, never did nothing with it over the weekend, so, you know, it's just starting to drain a little bit. Master on her and make sure everything's working correctly and make sure we're all in good shape.
Batteries not that, well, I'll say they're not that expensive, but they are fairly expensive anymore.
Boost up just to make sure if it did go low at work, I could get home. People, I like a voltage gauge. These things don't have any kind of meter or anything in them. That just, you know, don't make sense to me. You can't watch what your vehicle's doing.
Well, gentlemen, I have arrived at my first stop, so I'm going to have to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all have a safe day, safe travels, and hopefully I'll catch you this afternoon on your way in. KO4HX, I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
7-3, Patrick. Have a safe day. KN4TFW.
A great day, W2JKT.
Patrick, enjoy your day. KO4MUF. Good weekend? I hope so.
We're up in the mountains camping again this weekend.
KOA and Anderson with the grandkids.
Deal, guys.
I'm doing it with all three of them again. Hey, man, that's just that's 773, guys. I'm rolling down the city gate, so it should be an interesting week. The regular guard's on vacation for the whole week, and we got a substitute, so it'll be interesting. But you guys have a safe day out there, and we'll catch you later. KN4 TFW.
All right, Ken, 73, have a great day, and Courtney just texted me too, so I'm going to jump off here and talk with her a little bit. So you guys have a great day, and be safe, and I'll maybe catch you guys tomorrow when I'm on my way. And that's a W2JKT 73.
Enjoy your days, and we'll talk to y'all tomorrow, KM4MUS 73.